going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
I've had the good fortune of seeing spaces, the before and the after. So I've coined a term that you can use now. Okay. It's called daysified.
Okay. Love that.
Okay.
Welcome to Game Recognizes Game, brought to you by AppleSelf. You know, on our show, we talk a lot about the similarities between the great ones in sports, business, entertainment. They all have the same mindset, work ethic, resiliency, and a relentlessness to meet all their goals. And today is no exception. Today, we have a trailblazer in the luxury hotel space, Daisy Olarte de Cannabis. Her and her husband, Paul, have built some of the most magnificent hotels and luxury real estate all over the world. She takes us on a beautiful journey from humble beginnings to the top of her game. And like I said, she changed the game. Her crown jewel in her portfolio is the Ritz-Carlton Nomad in New York City, where our show gets to call home for its production. She is so generous with her time. She's candid, she's raw, she's authentic. And she gives us her playbook for life. A wonderful session indeed. Game recognizes Daisy Olarte de Cannabis.
Welcome, everyone. Today's a special day indeed on Game Recognizes Game. You know, when we invite guests here on the show, they are at the top of the game, and sometimes they're actually changing the game that they are in. And that's exactly the case today with Mrs. Daisy Olarte de Cannabis, who is changing the game in luxury, high-end real estate. She's the co-founder, president, and chief operating officer of the Flag Luxury Group that has developed over $6 billion in high-end luxury real estate, including this incredible place we're in today at the Bazaar restaurant at the Ritz-Carlton Nomad. Please welcome to our show my friend, Daisy Olarte de Cannabis.
Well, thank you for having me, Marty. I'm very excited to start this podcast with you.
Not as excited as I am, especially having you as such a dear friend. You know, I like talking, particularly when we start a conversation like this, is the concept you've reached a certain level of success, but let's not go backwards and talk about the doubters. We all have those doubters, the ones that just created that little needle, a thorn in our shoe that, nah, you're not going to make it. I know I've had them, right? But when now that you're here, let's talk about them.
Oh, I love the doubters. I mean, the doubters are just fuel to thrive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's nothing like having people doubt you to make you want to prove yourself even harder and better, that you would push yourself, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So having competitors, having doubters, having people that don't believe in you are just as important as having the people that believe in you. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And it's, if you use it the right way, and you really have to rethink what it means to have somebody criticize you or doubt you, because that, you can flip it on its side and turn it into fuel.
You know, Daisy, I love how you have all these sports analogies, and man, you talk like an athlete.
I have benefited so much by doing sports. So as you know, I did a lot of sports in high school, middle school and high school, and I was a triathlete at Forest Hills High School. And being on a team teaches you so much about how to be a team player, how to work hard, how to persevere, how to practice, how to focus. And if you want to be, you know, the first string of the basketball team or the volleyball team, you really have to be committed to your sport. You got to practice on weekends. You got to practice outside of the team practice. I look at my team at Flag Luxury in that same way, you know. Sometimes we're leading, sometimes we're assisting, but we're all trying to get points on the board. And, you know, learning through sports is the best way to learn leadership, too.
I love how you talked about that, because when I, you know, mentor young people, particularly my own kids in team sports, I explain to the team, each individual, everyone, if you just do your job, whatever that job is, that particular day, the combination is so powerful. And you always have a chance to put points on the board. You always have a chance to win.
Absolutely. Just even the bench warmers have a chance to play. Eventually, there are too many injuries, or in basketball, people get fouled out. And you count on that person that sat there 10 games in a row to play the 11th game. And that happens. And that's a really important part of the team. And they deserve just as much credit, too.
And just to be ready when you get that call.
To be ready to play.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, your whole career, you talked about, you know, your upbringing, and even when you talked about sports, the fact you've done sports, you know, all your life, that's passion, that is drive, right? Where was that seed? Here you are creating these incredible experiences for so many, millions across the world. You've created these experiences. And where did that seed of that passion, the drive? You have this incredible love of art, of design, of culinary arts, and you layer them, and you create this, just this works of art across the world. But talk to me about that seed, because once you have the seed, you still gotta nurture it.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, the career that I've chosen is a culmination of things that I did with my family over the years. So both of my parents love traveling. Mm-hmm. So we had the travel bug early on. Even when we didn't have a lot of money, we still had great trips and we still went places, whether it was someplace local near Bogota or whether we splurged on a trip to Europe. We always traveled, and it was such an important part of what we did. And then hospitality started becoming part of my world as my sister was very focused on it, and she went to FIU. So she was a big inspiration for me to then apply to the Cornell Hotel School. And throughout my life, I've just loved art and architecture. That was just something that I was always naturally drawn to. There was a point where I actually thought I could be an artist, which is really funny because I was very focused on sports and art, and I was also competing in art contests. But in high school, I realized that I could never make any money out of art, or that was my point of view. And that's when I realized, okay, real estate is gonna be my next focus. And what's great is that I'm able to put together all my passions and the lifestyle that I lead and help introduce people to some of those things that I love on my everyday life, you know?
What a gift that is, right? I mean, mm-hmm. to have the parents, and so proud that we are both from strong Colombian parents, and we immigrated to this country, and you came here at a very young age.
Yeah, Queens. I was like a year old.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I was born here, but both my sisters were born in Colombia, and it's mm-hmm. that work ethic. I know for me, I was raised by four very strong Colombian women, my mother, my grandmother, my mm-hmm. two older sisters. And I still think back, I close my eyes and, you know, remember all of them, you know, guiding me and that strength. But what they gave me as my gift is a work ethic, you know, yeah. you know, and I almost see, and then little things like my mother's, you know, love of music. And I hear your story and the parallels in that. And you took the gifts, right? And then...
Absolutely. I mean, nobody worked harder than my mother, you know? She came to this country with a vision for what she wanted her life to be. She came from a little town in Bogota in the coffee region. And she decided to move to the capital to go to college, which very few women in the 50s anywhere in the world were going to college, so let alone Colombia. And she had a vision for what she wanted her life to be, and she majored in languages because she figured she was gonna move to New York and live in a cosmopolitan city, use all of her language skills and thrive and have this incredible life. And she worked really hard for it. There were times where she worked during the day as an executive secretary, and then in the evenings as a waitress. You know, she just never stopped. She just had a vision for what she wanted and was a workhorse. And that instilled in me the work ethic, like you said, which is so important, right? Yeah. If you want something, you got to work hard for it. You can't just envision it, but you have to have the drive to persevere and work hard to get the results.
That's right. You know, you can dream big, right? You can have that seed.
Yeah.
Right. But you can't not work hard. It's good things only happen when you work hard.
And that's, absolutely.
And that's what we preach. And that so much of what we hope is that our listeners and our fans are taking these pearls of wisdom, you know, and just understanding that you want to get to a certain place, you can. Everyone can, you know, with that kind of hard work. And I love these stories about, you know, you watching, observing your mom, doing white-collar jobs, blue-collar jobs, anything to get it done, to get the job done. Mm-hmm. Just like we talked about sports, right? Doesn't matter if you're a starter or you're that 12th person or just a practice player. Mm-hmm. Everyone is so important. There are moments in time where you realize you've attained a certain amount of success. And was there a moment when you realized, just to yourself, yeah, I've earned this, I did this, I did it. Even if it's just for a private moment.
I feel like the moment when I feel that is like at the ribbon cutting. You know, when we cut the ribbon and we inaugurate a property and it's open for the guest experience, that to me is the most exciting moment in time, because it's where you're really celebrating the culmination of 8 years of work. It takes about 8 years to build a property like the Ritz-Carlton New York Nomad. And when you finally cut the ribbon, it means you're ready to receive guests. It means that you have finished your punch list. You finished all of the planning that you did. You've hired all the people. You've trained everyone. And it's just really the culmination of, like, that's game time. You know, it's almost like you practice, 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 and then you go and you're live. And what's really exciting about the Ritz-Carlton New York Nomad is that this is a culmination of over 35 years of experience in this field. It's not a coincidence that it has won Reader's Choice Award for the best hotel in New York City for 2 years in a row by Condé Nast. And we've won numerous awards after awards for the design, for the lifestyle. And for the Marriott Hotel Company that manages the Ritz-Carlton, this is their flagship for their brand. They bring every developer here to show them what the new Ritz-Carlton next generation hotel looks like. So that's very exciting for me. And those moments are exhilarating.
Well, you should be quite proud of that, because that ribbon cutting, you changed the game. This is, look at what this place is. This place is magnificent.
Thank you.
The crown jewel.
Thank you.
And you mentioned 35 years, but 8 years from idea to ribbon cutting? Mm-hmm. Is it ever anticlimactic where there's that moment, you know, in the wave of 8 years, you know, the highs and lows, the permits, I can only imagine.
The lows are so many, you have no idea. I mean, there are times where we're in a trough so deep that we're thinking, how do we get out of here, you know? And, you know, you crawl, you piggyback on each other, and some days one team member's up and helps the other ones that are down, and it's like a momentum that we each carry each other through the troughs, you know, because we've got a big team, and sometimes we're struggling, and team members are struggling, but there are others that pick you up during those times and, like, help you through. And there are definitely ups and lows with every single property. You just keep on putting one foot after the other to get to the summit and get back on top. You know, I climbed Kilimanjaro.
Yeah.
And on the last day, you're climbing at night. So you're doing the summit, you're starting at 11 p.m. And you don't really see the summit. It's pitch black. You don't see anything. And you're starting at 14,000 feet, going to 19,000. And the only way to get to the summit is by the slowest walk. You're literally like 1 foot and then the other right next to it.
Altitude,
I mean,
right?
That slow. Yeah. Yes, because you have to acclimate very, very slowly. So you're walking by about 8 hours in the middle of the night to summit in the morning, right, by sunrise. And when you finally summit, it's so exhilarating. But when you look down and you see what you just climbed overnight, it's just straight up. You're like, how did we do that, you know? And part of the thing is that you don't see it. I'm convinced of that, is that you're just looking at what's right in front of you, and it's just one step. And so everything is just one step at a time. Keep your head down, do the work, and you will summit.
You know, what you just said is so moving to me personally about that 1 foot in front of the other. Is it okay to not look in the rearview mirror? Or should we encourage everyone to, you know, take a look where you've been and how far you've come? How do you balance that?
Oh, we definitely look back, of course. I mean, we look back to look at what we could have done better. Yeah. You know, there's always mistakes along a job. So you want to look back so that you can correct those mistakes and you don't make them again. And then what we found out was we make new ones. We make new mistakes.
New times, right?
And you know what? It's just part of the whole game is that you are going to make new mistakes, but you can't be afraid of making mistakes and you can't be afraid of failing because that fear is going to hold you back. And we have had our own failures at times, but we've learned from them and they've made us stronger and they've made us better. And there's a reason why those failures happened to us. And I don't think anybody, whether you're in sports or you're in business, has ever had 100% win record, right?
Of course not.
You know, yeah. And when you look at like the statistics of that Michael Jordan talks about, you know, how many
failures,
baskets, you know, yeah. he makes versus the ones that he doesn't make, right. You know, and there's so many more that you don't make. Or you listen to Federer talking about, you know, how many, you know, points he's making, and he's only making 54% of the points in a game. And you're, right. And you're stunned by that, right?
He's the best that ever played the game.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. So I feel like, you know, that's how it is in business too. And you can't fear failure. Failure is just going to hold you back.
You know, in baseball, if you hit 300, which is 30%, you're going to the Hall of Fame.
Right. I know. Isn't that incredible?
Right.
Yeah.
And these are all monikers for life mm-hmm. because it can be done. Mm-hmm. It can be done. How do you still, after all these years, still stay motivated?
Well, a big motivator for us is having three adult children. So the kids, even since they were little, they have their own point of view of the industry and of where it needs to go. And they're incredible critics because they've grown up in this business. They've come with us on all of the hard hat tours, on, you know, looking at the land before anything's there and then seeing, you know, things happen. And they're 25, 28, and 30 years old, and they're used to traveling the globe, and they have all done sports. They like being number one. They're very competitive.
They like winning.
Yes, and they do not give us a pass if they don't think we are pushing excellence all the way. And if we're not pushing excellence with our partners, with our consultants, and, you know, they are certainly a big part of our business, you know, even since they were little. And now we got two of them working in our business. Sophia, who
sure.
graduated from the hotel school at Cornell and went to work for Barry Sternlicht at Starwood Capital. So she worked there for several years before coming to work with us. And Peter, who graduated also from the hotel school at Cornell, and he worked with Plaza Construction for several years and then came to work with us. So it's exciting to have them in the business. And I would say Nicholas, although he's not in the business, he works at Goldman Sachs, he's an incredible critic, and he's also a very good customer of a lot of other places. And I can tell you, nobody compares us more than he does. He's very critical.
He's the secret shopper. You raised a secret shopper.
Totally a secret shopper, no question.
You know, to see you light up talking about your kids, right? You and Sophia I've created the Power...
Women's Power Series.
Women's Power Series, I'm sorry. And I know it's something you're so proud of, and working with her directly with that. You're empowering women across all industries. It's very, very exciting. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so Sophia and I started this, one day over a conversation when the Women's History Month was starting 3 years ago in March. And we were like, what are our properties doing? Are we doing anything for this? How are we celebrating this? You know, what does our social media look like? What are we doing with our employees? I mean, how are we engaging women here? And we found that some of our properties were doing a couple of nice things, and nobody was really tackling anything big necessarily. And looking at our projects in Miami Beach, we noticed that there was a new mayor that was a woman in Miami. There were new commissioners that were women. And all of a sudden, women really started shaping what was happening in Miami. So we came up with the idea of creating a business conference. And we started it, we called it the Women Shaping Miami. And it was part of something that we call the Women's Power Series, because we said, you know, we should do this as an annual event and as an event that we could do at other properties. And it's basically a business conference made by women for women. And it's a conference that we made to be accessible to women from all walks of life that are interested in business, but regardless of where they are on their business journey. So what we found was that when we were invited to real estate or hospitality conferences, usually it's a room full of men and all the panels are men. Nowadays, there are a few more women on the panels and a few more female speakers, but still very few. It's not that many. And there are a lot of reasons for this. We felt that, first of all, the conferences have a high barrier to entry. So you have to have a certain minimum level of experience, of number of sales, of, you know, all of this. So it's very hard for anybody that's junior, you know, trying to get into these conferences. You can't get in. And if you're a woman that decided to stay behind at home with the kids for a while, and then you're jumping in a little later in life, you're behind. You're not going to get to these conferences. You're not going to be invited. And if you do get invited, they start at around $3,000 a piece, plus travel, plus hotel stay. And then on top of that, even if you work, you're still the one that has to figure out what your kids are doing while you're not around, right? Like in the end, usually the responsibility still falls on women, even if they're also working, right? And so we felt that we would do a local half-day conference that was easier to manage for women, and that we would make it accessible to women regardless of where they are on their journey in business.
Affordable.
And affordable to women. So we have tickets that start at $100, and then we have tables that go up to $5,000. So there are women that want that center table in the front, and then there are women that can only afford the $100. And we found that a third of the women are taking advantage of the less expensive tickets, but two-thirds are very affluent and have either inherited money, have decided to invest their own money, or are recent divorcees, or have been running their own businesses and are interested in just networking with women. Yeah. And what's really incredible about this conference is that the women network very differently when they're just together in a conference of women. And the business leaders and the founders that we get to speak at the conferences, which are ultra successful women that are doing raises of over $500 million, you know, for their next IPO or, you know, things like that, they share very differently with women in a women's conference than they would in a conference.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
If it was just a real estate conference and two-thirds of the room were men, right? So we're getting a different type of conference that just doesn't exist for women today. And we're also making it accessible to the women of tomorrow, which is a foundation that helps women at risk in Miami as well.
You know, the success is nothing better than being able to give back and create opportunities. You know, people ask me all the time, you know, how'd you get so lucky? And it's those opportunities, those chances. I was fortunate enough to know that it was a chance, that it was a little nugget.
Right.
Do what you can with this. And the concept and the visual and what's evoking in my mind is a young woman trying to break into the business, trying to figure out her lane, her path. And then she sees you and your colleagues on the dais and on the panel and talking. And then the opportunity just to talk with you, you know, and or get ideas from you. And I can only imagine leaving a conference like that and and getting inspired, like they're on the right path. As you know, I've spent a lifetime helping people overcome. That's what I do. But to do it for as long as I have, I've had to be continuously inspired. And you are one of those people that constantly, continuously inspired me. Top of your game, changing the game, seeing you in action. And I've had the good fortune of seeing spaces, the before and the after. So I've coined a term that you can use now.
Yeah.
Okay. It's called daisified.
Okay. Love that.
Okay. I have walked in and I'm like, oh yes, Daisy has been here. And you daisify it. And it is the layers and the little touches that make everyone, and including my team here today and the producers and all our staff and production folks, they all said, wow. Every single one said, wow. First, that's wow, then experience it. Mm-hmm. It's like going to a museum like, oh, and then starting to stare at that painting.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever realized that you're actually in the business of building things that are so much bigger than you are?
Well, it takes a village. Honestly, it takes a village. I mean, when I think about New Belize, so the first person that I talked to about what the concept was going to be was my architect. So incredible star architect, Rafael Vignoli. And he said, Daisy, I'm going to design for you a lighthouse, a light in the sky. It's going to be a light box. And I was like, that sounds amazing. And I thought about the experience I wanted to create. So I had to really find the right designer to create that experience for me and something that I hadn't seen before. So I don't give designers like, oh, I love this style, so give me this. I want them to surprise me. I want to see something new that I haven't seen before. I want to see a way of doing things differently, and I want to be surprised and delighted like I want to surprise and delight my guests in the same way. So I do tell them what my target is, how I want my customer to feel, what I want the experience to be like. So I hired Martin Bruninski and explained to his team how I wanted to service my customers and how I wanted the design to be luxurious but timeless and to be something very elegant and upscale. So not a place after work where you're like squashed body against body and, you know, trying to get a drink, you know, for happy hour, but an elevated cocktail experience. And I have to say his team nailed it on the get-go. From the first creative board they showed me, I knew
that
they knew what they had. And that doesn't always happen. Usually we go through several iterations. And I have to say, the amount of commentary on their original plan, there wasn't a lot. I mean, he nailed it. And we took a long time to explain to them what we wanted. And we give a pretty long brief on what our goals are, right? And I was really excited that they really understood it. And then we created the name with the Jose Andres Group, and it was called Nuba Luz. And then the Jose Andres Group had to come up with the menu, the drinks, and really how to bring it to life, right? They're the ones that are bringing that experience. We're giving them the box, and then they have to make it come to life. And at first, it was called Nuba Luz. And Jose Andres didn't know what it was going to look like, and he didn't know what it was going to feel like. And like I said, they were very focused on the bazaar and Detinia. And when he first came and saw it open and realized how spectacular it was and smoked a cigar up on the terrace, and he was admiring the Empire State Building, and he said, "You can't believe it, but when I first got here to America, I had an apartment down on 30th Street, and I could see the Empire State Building. And I pinched myself that this building was telling me that I've come so far. I came from Spain, barely speaking any English, you know, having some experience with great chefs, but still trying to make it in this world." And he said it just meant so much to him to have the Empire State Building as a symbol of what it is to make it in America and to make the opportunity as an immigrant come true. And so for him to smoke a cigar on the rooftop that he co-owns with me and enjoy the cigar, he just said it was just the most exhilarating moment for him. And after that, it's been called Nuba Luz by Jose Andres. So he signed it, and that means a lot to me.
Oh, I can imagine. And then the simplicity of smoking that cigar. And I'm a huge fan of cigars, as you know. You know, he had that moment where he realized,
You know, looking back is very powerful in those moments, right?
And for those of you who don't know, Jose Andres is one of the world-renowned chefs that we have today, not only for the incredible experiences he's developed here at the Bazaar, at the Ritz-Carlton Nomad, and Nuba Luz, and Zantania, the Mediterranean flair there as well here at the hotel. What he does to give back to the world and in so many charitable organizations.
Yes, he created the World Central Kitchen, which delivers millions of meals throughout the year to people that are hungry or are in need because of climate devastation or war or famine. He's incredible. And during times of devastation or climate change issues, he's the first one on the ground,
which is
extraordinary.
The World Kitchen is the first one on the ground.
World Central Kitchen, I'm very proud to partner with him.
Okay, let's get back to sports a little bit. So you and I had the chance to go to the Super Bowl in 2012. Can you believe it's that long?
Wow, that's crazy. That's so long ago. Oh, my God.
Super Bowl 46
that
in 2012.
That was so fun.
It was the New England Patriots.
Yes.
Right? Against the Giants, the New York Giants.
A very painful game for my husband.
Who was there knowing for sure.
My husband is from Boston, so he is a Patriots fan, and that was a devastating game for him.
Devastating. And that
not
year,
for us.
Not for
very
us.
Very excited.
I was a New York fan. I'm a New York Jets fan, but that's another conversation, but I always root for New York, New York teams. But I also remember, listen, it was a shoe-in. Patriots were an absolute favorite, and there was no chance they were going to be losing to the New York Giants. Mm-hmm. But they did, okay? But now we go to a segment, okay, that we like to call Moving the Chains, brought to you by our sponsor, Noble, which is a footwear brand that helps their customer achieve their goals in both physical, mental, and emotional well-being. And we're so proud to have them as our sponsor. But if you remember about Moving the Chains, Tom Brady had less than 1 minute, about 56 seconds, to try to win that game. He had 20 yards to go. He had to move those chains to get that first down. And moving the chains essentially means that, getting that first down. But that could be a moniker for life, don't you think? Where It's a small win. A football team, you get enough of those small wins, you're having a great day, mm-hmm. right? And for us, talking about this and trying to inspire others, what about those small wins? You know, is there something that you do daily, a non-negotiable, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, maybe all three, that you must do every day to just tackle that day or get through something?
Well, for
move those chains for you.
For me, the best way to start the day is to exercise. I mean, it's just so important to me.
And what do you love
on
to
those
do?
Days, they're so much better than the days that I don't exercise. So I'm either exercising or doing physical therapy with you.
And I do beat you up sometimes.
And that's a big deal for me. And I think it's very important, especially to people who have ADHD, like I do, to get your exercise done earlier in the day, because it just keeps your focus so much better for the rest of the day. And everything is so much better. So for me, that's the best way to start the day.
It's a non-negotiable.
Yeah, yeah. And
right?
Starting the day with you is great, you know?
Oh, thank
you. You torturing me and then playing nice towards the end with a little massage.
Well, I try to dole out love. And and love hurts.
Yeah, that's right. Love hurts. So I tore my ACL about a year ago, as you know.
Yes.
And being able to get through and recover and come back and do sports, you know how important it is to me. And I feel very privileged to have you as my physical therapist and helping me just do better and get back to my sports faster than any of my friends have ever done after their ACLs. So
they
it
do
means
question,
a lot to
they
me.
They do question. Well, yeah. For me, it's always a privilege to have the opportunity to take care of you, because you're the type of patient, and who's not only a dear friend, but anyone around you, yes, including myself, you ensure and make sure that that person brings their A game. Because if you come to a physical therapy session, let's say after ACL, you have nothing but doubt.
Mm-hmm.
It's chaos.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you're playing tennis again. There's no way you're skiing. There's no way. And that's my job, right? Is to help you overcome. But once you have your plan, my job is to just create the plan,
mm-hmm.
right? Let the chaos, everything will settle. Everything will eventually die down. Now, what's the plan? Okay, we have your conditioning plan. We have your physical therapy. We have your rehab. We have your doctors. And now these are our goals, right? My job for you was just, yeah, we're going to get you there. But we're going to do this step and this step. And those are those baby steps, those small wins that we're mm-hmm. talking about. Playing tennis and skiing and everything else you like to do and running was such a, you couldn't even think of that,
mm-hmm.
right? But it's those small wins, those daily sessions.
Following the plan, it's very important.
That's right.
I feel like I was a good patient for you. I followed my plan. I did my homework.
Yes, you did. And I tell people all the time, like, you know, how do I judge success? And you come to mind every time. When it came to rehab and overcoming a devastating injury like ACL reconstruction, guess what? You can't have a rearview mirror. Because the only thing in a rearview mirror is that accident.
Right, yeah.
You can't look at that because mm-hmm. you're never going back there, mm-hmm. right? We just look forward. And when you don't dwell on the past, great things have that hard work, those daily wins, moving those chains, right?
Hello, everyone. Exclusively for Game Recognizes Game listeners, our sponsor, I'm so proud to be in partnership with, Noble, giving our listeners a 30% discount code for all their products that will help you achieve all your goals. Please go to nobleproject.com/game to receive your 30% discount. That's www.nobulproject.com/game.
Okay, ready to have some fun? Okay,
let's
so
do
now
it.
Back to football.
We're going
to do a 2-minute drill.
Wow, okay.
2-minute drill, a little rapid fire, fun stuff, kind of help us reflect a little bit, and those 30,000-foot questions that help get people noodling on things.
All right, let's do it.
Ready to go? All right, here we go. 2 minutes on the clock. Here we go. Best decision you ever made in business?
Marry my husband.
Had a girl. He would say the same exact thing, wouldn't he? What's the one risk that you took that just changed everything for you?
The one risk that we took, and I would say Paul and I took, was to stop looking at small deals and only look at the big deals, because small deals take up just as much time as the little ones. You know, we had a lot of little deals that we could have done early in our career, but it meant that, you know, for 8 months, we weren't doing any deals at all. And we were just there calling people and looking at land, looking at things, you know, before anything could happen. And we landed on the exclusive, to be the exclusive developer for Ritz-Carlton for South Florida.
Swing for the fences, yes?
Absolutely.
Right.
Dream big.
Dream big.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Okay. You are sitting here, not next to me, but you're sitting here next to 18-year-old Daisy Olarte.
Mm-hmm.
What are you telling her?
Oh, I'm telling her, thank you for dreaming big, because everything you dreamed of is coming true. And thank you for giving me something to strive for. Thank you for giving me the plan, because I'm here.
That's amazing. So you wouldn't give her any advice. You're thanking her.
Oh, totally. She knew that she wanted to be in business. She knew she wanted to be in hospitality. Not sure how or exactly what it was going to be. I mean, she laid it out. I mean, she laid out a plan of action
she
for me.
She gave you the game plan, the playbook.
The playbook, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
From Forest Hills to Cornell University, my 18-year-old self, I'd probably take him in a back room and beat him up a little bit. So let's go back to 18-year-old Daisy, who, as we know now, is a force to be reckoned with, right? Probably 18 and before that, too. What made that young Daisy, what made her laugh?
When I was 18?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, anything. Her sense of humor, having a sense of humor is so important, you know, to get through life. But I think the things that make me laugh the most are... I'm one of the clumsiest persons. People don't realize that, right? When people see me, they don't think that right away, right? They think, oh, she must be a perfectionist and she does everything right and, you know, everything is smooth and
smooth sailing,
whatever.
You're normal.
No, I'm actually extra clumsy. And that's part of having ADHD. People with ADHD, like, one of the ways to know is how clumsy they are. And I would, you know, have, I've had the most spectacular falls that are hilarious and things that, you know, I drop and break and, you know, whatever it is. And those moments have been hysterical. Like, I just have to laugh at myself because they're so crazy. I mean, one time I was skiing with my family in Europe, and I was so busy focusing that everyone could get off the T-bars, because they're...
Yeah.
It's weird when you just only ski in America and you get on a T-bar for the first time. It can be a little complicated, and I was bringing my nieces and my mother and my sister.
I'm seeing the visual.
So I'm really focused on them getting off the T-bar, knowing how to ride it and whatever. All of a sudden, so my mother, she lands, she's fine. I'm making sure my niece lands is fine. And all of a sudden, I'm up in the air, and I'm like... 30 feet high, the T-bar had swung back, hooked under my jacket, and picked me up where I'm just hanging there on skis thinking, I just hope God loves me when I fall, because this
that,
is going to be insane,
landing,
right? And trying to get myself unhooked because it's going
to
go around
up, right,
to like an even higher slope. So I had to hurry up and like... jump, right, and land somewhere. So I, you know, somehow get myself, you know, off the T-bar, land without killing myself.
And your family's watching all this, right?
Everyone is watching. And my mother, who didn't understand, like ADHD wasn't even diagnosed as a real thing even in the days, but she looks at me and she's like, why are you always doing the craziest things? Like, why? She's like, you're 28 years old. Why are you doing this? I'm like, Mom, it's not on purpose, okay? Like, I'm laughing. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I make myself laugh the most.
That's the best. And think about it, that sense of adventure, never, you've never lost that, right? Because even that crazy story of being picked up by the T-bar, that's also an adventure. I mean, conquering Kilimanjaro, that's a thing. That's a really big deal. And that sense of adventure, it's interesting that that almost had ultra focus. Yes, you had ADHD, but who cares about it? Screw ADHD, right? You have conquered that. That seemed to never have limited you. You acknowledge it. You've dealt with it.
But, no one knew what it was, actually, right? When I was growing up. No one knew what it was. So I had a report card that was, and you probably had the same one, where on the left side there was like behavioral things, like can you sit in your chair?
You don't want to see mine.
Can you sit still? Do you talk in class? Do you follow direction? You know, all the normal. Yeah. And then on the right side was like your actual grades. So I had excellent grades on the right side. On the left, they never even went through the details. They just would put an F. They were good enough. And my mother left.
Wasn't paying attention.
Oh, no. She left every parent-teacher conference in tears because she didn't know what was wrong with me. She was like, why are you embarrassing us? This is so terrible for the family. Why can't you behave? Why are you so traviesa?
Yeah.
Right? Which is mischievous.
That's right.
I was like Dennis the Menace, kind of. And she's like, why? Like, it just pained her so much. And it wasn't until my son was diagnosed with ADHD that we realized that I had ADHD. So we took him to get diagnosed.
So you didn't even know when you were younger.
Well, yeah, because it wasn't a thing. So what happened to me was that, you know, if I forgot my uniform, let's say, for a basketball game, my coach would say, well, guess what? You have to run and go get it. And when you come back, you're benched. You can't even play. And if you don't get here before the game ends, then you're not playing the following game either. And that was the worst punishment she could give me, is not playing, right? You know how painful that is.
Yeah.
And, you know, you learn by natural consequences.
Yeah.
So one of the best things that ever happened to me was not knowing I had ADHD, because nobody was there as a security net for me. I just had to fail and fail and fail and be late and forget and, you know, do all that stuff. And you beat yourself up for years about this until you just
coping skills.
You stop doing what that is, right? You're like, I hate this feeling. I think I'm going to stop doing it, you know? And you learn to figure out how to hack yourself, right? How to remember stuff, and you just help yourself, and you figure it out somehow, some way. But when we went to this therapy session for my son, and they tested him for 3 days, and the doctor was telling us all the results and whatnot, he started out by saying, you know, Mr. Cannabis, and he looked at my husband, he said, I'd like to test your wife, too.
That's all he's used.
My husband was like, you don't need a test.
We know. But, we know she has it, right.
That was hilarious. But I did get tested. I did do the 3 days of testing, and it was like I was the exact same case as my son.
And you got stamped?
And that was it.
You know,
at least
what?
We know.
Who cares?
At least now we know.
You mentioned failure after failure after failure after failure, and look where we are today. It's just absolutely so... Mm-hmm.
Failure is just a stepping stone.
Exactly. Little bump in the road.
That's right.
Right? You only lose a side of your dreams when you actually take the time to look down at your obstacles, right?
You learn about something each time. Absolutely.
That's right. Daisy, thank you so much. Hope you enjoyed your time with us.
Loved it.
Game recognizes game. Daisy,
right.
Alati the Cannabis.
Let's go.
Let's go now.
Keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.